European scientists want to build giant farms in the Sahara Desert. Okay, that might sound a bit weird. So let's clarify. The scientists are thinking about giant solar farms in the Sahara. They say that if just 0.3% of the light falling on the Sahara and the Middle East could be captured, it would meet all of Europe's energy needs. Alok Jha writes about this in today's edition of the Guardian newspaper in London. So Alok, tell us more about this plan.
The idea is, as you say, to build a whole set of solar concentrators and solar photovoltaic panels, you know, basically to convert this intense sunlight that falls on the Sahara Desert and somehow harness that, transfer it all the way up to places like France and the UK, Sweden, where, you know, we want to try and get away from this reliance on fossil fuel. So what's the best way to do it? Well, solar panels seem to be a really good source for that.
It sounds like a good idea, but it also sounds kind of outlandish. Is there a working model somewhere that shows that it is possible?
Well, there are working models of concentrating solar power plants. There's one in Spain, for example. What they do is they focus the sun's rays onto a tower in the middle of a huge sort of array of solar panels, and the tower creates steam, turns a turbine, etc. So those exist, and technically there's nothing wrong with having lots of those in the desert. It's just on a much larger scale. In the States, you've got farms similar in places like Arizona and already. So these things, people know how to build them already.
And tell us how you actually get the electricity from the Sahara into Europe.
Well, this is the interesting part. What the EU scientists, they were at the Joint Research Centre, which is one of the EU's European Commission, sort of organisations. And what they do is they come up with ideas for meeting some of the policy aims of the EU. One of the policy aims, of course, is to cut down carbon emissions by 20% by 2020. And so what they thought was, well, how can we get renewable energy sort of coordinated across Europe? So what you would do is to have a huge new high voltage grid, and you would have this going across the whole of Europe and North Africa, and it uses direct current. So when electricity is generated by a turbine, usually it's alternating current. This is great because this is what comes out of our plugs and powers everything we have, so that's exactly what you want. But to transfer it across long distances, say from North Africa to Iceland, to have an AC current cable, you would lose too much of the energy along the cable. So what happens is they want to convert it to direct current and use high voltages. And it's almost like a sort of a freeway. And the idea is that you build this huge grid that goes across Europe, connected to lots of renewable energy sources. At the African end, it would have lots and lots of solar. At the northern end, near the UK, it would be lots and lots of wind power farms attached to it. And the idea is you sort of average out the intermittencies of all of this stuff.
And why the Sahara Desert? I mean, is it the quantity of light or the quality as well that makes it so attractive?
Anyone who's looked at a picture of the world can see the Sahara Desert is an enormous thing. You can imagine that there's huge amounts of sunlight there. And because it's so near the equator, the quality of sunlight, I mean, it's not different sunlight, it's the same sunlight, but it's just more intense. With the same solar panel that you put, you put in the African desert, because of the amount of sunlight there, it just is able to harness something like three times more energy than if you put the same solar panel in Northern Europe.
Alok, what about African countries? I mean, they're desperate for affordable energy as well. Are they going to get anything from this proposed plan?
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you? This is absolutely a crucial issue, I think, for the EU. It's all very well having plans for harnessing solar power in Northern Africa, but you don't want to just go in there and take out all the energy and give it to the rich West. This is a local issue as well, and you'd have to share the electricity with the locals there. Of course you would, because you're on their land, and also what this would be is a really good way for Northern African countries to develop further without having to use fossil fuels and other environmentally damaging technologies. So you'd hope, who knows about politics, but you'd hope that eventually this stuff means that the Northern African countries have lots of energy too.
Alok Jha, who's written in today's Guardian newspaper about a plan to build a massive solar farm in the Sahara Desert, thanks so much for your time.
No problem.